ますから。
She's great. What did you talk about?
I'm going
to go see her. Oh, that's it. That's it.
All right, court is now in session. The Honorable Shirley Matthews
presiding. Good morning, you may be seated.
We actually just
want
to speak about timing, Judge.
Oh, all right, did you get a copy of the expert
witness? Yes,
Okay, if you have fill-ins for that.
I can just scratch out who we need. We don't need Dr. Bryan or Dr. Packard on this.
Does it say what Detective Wagorowski is an expert in?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, if you give it to us, we'll change it. I want to give you a complete set of the jury instructions and make sure you agree with them.
Okay. Thank you, Judge.
All right.
May we speak with you off the record regarding time?
Sure. All right, we had a discussion about some jury instructions. We have to make some minor tweaks, and then I'll make copies for both sides, and I'm going to provide the jury with some copies of the jury instructions as well.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We also discussed some scheduling, and you want to recall someone, I think.
Yes, Judge. We're going to recall Special Agent Brett Brandon for very brief testimony.
Okay. All right. Yes, Your Honor.
All right, so are you ready for the jury?
We have not yet.
Not yet. And Mark Keast on behalf of the people.
Mario Lane on behalf of the people.
Karen McDonald on behalf of the people.
All right. Mr. Crumley, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
All right. All right, we're going to bring the jury in.
Thank you, Judge.
Your Honor, just very briefly, I just wanted to make a quick record before the jury comes in that Amy Crumley and James Crumley Sr. will not be testifying as defense witnesses. They were on the witness list, however, they are not testifying. They are in the courtroom, which is why we're making a record.
Okay.
Mr. Keast is aware. We did talk about it before coming into the courtroom this morning.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, Your Honor.
As always, thank you for being on time. You can be seated. Prosecutor, who's your next witness?
Thank you, Judge. People are going to briefly recall Special Agent Brett Brandon.
Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth about you?
I do.
All right, could you please step up and would you state your name for the record and spell your first name?
Yes. So, Brett Brandon, B-R-E-T-T, Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Sir, you're one of the officers in charge of this case?
Yes.
Okay. And you were here yesterday for Lieutenant Willis's testimony, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And you've had the opportunity as well to review surveillance footage of different facilities?
Yes.
Okay. Does that include surveillance footage of 1111 Bellevue in Detroit?
It does.
Okay. And do you recall when Lieutenant Willis was asked if he remembered if James or Jennifer Crumley ever left the premises of 1111 Bellevue? He couldn't remember the answer?
I do recall that, yes.
Okay. Do you have a definitive answer for us?
Yes.
Tell us about that, please.
Yes. So in my review of the video from 1111 Bellevue, I did not observe Mr. or Mrs. Crumley leave the premises. They did, like we stated yesterday, go to their car several times to smoke cigarettes and come back inside, but they did not leave the premises from what I saw in the surveillance video.
Okay. So we have surveillance video a minute already, about 11:30 a.m., around noon a.m. with the time difference on the surveillance camera, that James and Jennifer Crumley arrived in the parking lot. Is that right?
I believe that time is correct.
Okay. And then we saw footage of James Crumley pulling the vehicle out and back into the same parking spot?
Yes.
Okay. But they never left that location of 1111 Bellevue?
I did not observe them leave, no.
Okay. We heard testimony regarding certain foodstuffs were found in Suite 130 in that location?
That's correct.
In the review of your video, were you able to give us information regarding that?
Yes.
Tell us about that, please.
So in the afternoon, at some point, the owner of that art studio that they were staying in got into his vehicle, departed, returned a while later with white grocery bags, a bag of ice, and I think a case of waters that he made three trips in and out, carrying that into the apartment or into that unit. And then that was the person that dropped off those groceries.
Okay, thank you. I've met
him. Very briefly, Your Honor. Good morning, Agent Brandon. Good
morning.
You testified that James and Jennifer left the building but remained on the premises.
That's correct, yeah. They were a little out of view of the camera by the front of the vehicle, but from my observations, they would go out there for a few minutes and then walk back in.
From what you recall from your review of the information that you received during your investigation, it wasn't just once or twice, but they actually went in and out of the building multiple times that day, correct?
Yes, I don't recall the number, but it was probably north of six, and sometimes it would be both of them, sometimes it would just be Mr. Crumley. You know, occasionally it would be Mr. Crumley's particular would come out with his hood up or ball cap on and then walk back in.
And we saw it was snowing.
I believe it snowed in the morning, and then as the day went on, it let up. But yeah, it was approaching winter.
It was December in Michigan, so cold.
I don't recall the temperature, but yeah, it was December in Michigan.
You also, if you recall, there were times when Mr. Crumbly or his wife left the building and went back in during the day, but also at night.
Yes, it started when they arrived and then continued through the evening, yes.
As for the owner of the art studio going to get foodstuffs, I think is what the prosecution referred to it as, you don't know why he went and got it. You just know that he went and got it. Is that fair?
Correct.
No further questions, John.
No redirect, thank
you. All right, you may step down.
Thank you, Rob.
And who's the next witness?
Thank you, Judge. I did speak with counsel last night as well as this morning regarding your exhibits, and we approached earlier to talk about that. I will provide the court as well as counsel with our updated version. I have made a record before we started with testimony regarding exhibits that were admitted. I won't go through all of them, but I will rely upon the document that I provided counsel as well as the court that these exhibits are in fact admitted.
We made an extensive record of which exhibits would be admitted last week, correct?
Correct, Your Honor.
That's correct. And the only exceptions that I did want to point out, we have an agreement to exhibit 378. That's a redacted transcript of James and Jennifer Crumbly's interview video at the Oxford substation. Okay. We're in a stipulation to that. That's 378.
Did you have an opportunity to review the transcript?
I did, Your Honor. I have reviewed it. I have spoken with Mr. Keast about it, and we do have an agreement to admit that as an exhibit.
You believe it's accurate?
I do believe it's accurate, Your Honor, yes.
All right. I will admit number 378.
Thank you, Judge. And the only other two exhibits that are currently noted as exhibits on this list are 373 and 374. Those are not admitted, and at this point will be omitted from the exhibit list.
373 and 374 will not be admitted.
Yes, Judge.
And, Your Honor, I would like the opportunity, and I believe Mr. Keast will do that, to give me a copy of that list to just ensure that I have the same number of exhibits that he has and to make sure that we agree.
Okay, sure.
And, Judge, with that, people rest.
Ms. Lehman.
Yes, Your Honor. At this time, the defense would call Karen Crumbly.
Morning. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, so help you guys? Okay, and could you pull this forward toward you?
I got it.
And have a step up. And have a seat. And then would you state your name for the record and spell your first and last name?
Karen Crumbly, KarenCrumbly.
All right, I'm going to ask you to keep your voice up.
Okay.
All right, take a deep breath.
Okay.
Go ahead and sing.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, Ms. Crumbly. Can I call you Karen?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Karen, I am going to, again, ask that you keep your voice up. You are a little soft-spoken, so I want to make sure that the jury and the courtroom can hear you, okay?
Okay.
I just have a few questions. How are you feeling today?
Good.
Are you nervous?
Well, I mean, yes, a little. I mean, I'm all right.
I'm going to take you back. Well, let me start with this. Do you know James Crumbly?
Of course, yes.
How do you know him?
He is my brother.
Do you know his son?
Yes, I do.
I am going to ask that you not say his son's name. We do have some direction from the court not to use his son's name in court.
Okay.
And what is his son's relationship to you?
He is my nephew.
We're going to be fairly specific. Where do you live?
I live in Wheelacca, Florida.
Tell the court a little bit about yourself.
I was raised in Jacksonville, Florida. I went and graduated high school, and then I got my medical assistant degree and did a few times in New Hampshire at Dartmouth Hitchcock Hospital, and then came back to Florida, and I was in a car accident where I lost my right leg, and now I stay in a town that is peaceful, and I have 4 children and 2 grandchildren.
How old are your kids?
17, 18, 23, and 25.
I'm going to take you back to 2021. Where are you living in 2021?
In Wheelacca, Florida.
Specifically, I'm going to ask you about April of 2021. Do you recall what was going on in April of 2021?
My mom was in the hospital. My mom passed away April 6th of 2021.
Do you recall if you saw James or his son in April of 2021?
Yes, I did. My brother, James, was there in the hospital with us when my mom passed. And then my nephew came down, I believe, the day after and stayed for the while we had those services. And then we had like a memorial thing, like get together with everybody, cook out and stuff. And then we had the services, the funeral services, and things like that.
You said your mom passed away on April 6th of 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember exactly that your nephew came down on the 7th, or are you not sure of the date? And if you don't know, it's okay.
I know that they left when they found out that my mom had passed. I believe my nephew and his mother.
Let me stop you for a second. Who's they?
My nephew and his mother drove down to Florida from Michigan when they find out, and believe they got there maybe around on the 7th that they arrived.
Okay. So you remember that you saw your nephew maybe the 7th. It might have been the next day, or maybe you're not sure.
Right, yes.
But it was shortly after the 6th.
Yes, it was very shortly.
While your brother and his son were in Florida, did you spend time with them?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Obviously, it was a difficult time with your mom passing away. Do you recall seeing anything concerning about your nephew?
No.
Do you recall him saying anything concerning to you?
No.
And if I ask you about if you recall if anyone...
Will you keep your voice up? Just yes. I want the jury to be able to hear.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Judge. When I ask you if you recall hearing anything or anyone saying anything, I don't necessarily want to say what they said. That's not allowed. But just if you recall hearing anything.
No.
Do you recall having conversations with your brother where he expressed anything concerning to you about his son?
No.
Do you recall your brother expressing any conversations he'd had with his son that were concerning to you?
No.
Do you recall how long they were there?
I think I'm not honestly too sure. 1.5 weeks, maybe a week.
Okay.
For a week.
So it was more than a couple of days?
Of course, yes.
And you saw them more than one time?
Yes.
And when I say them, I mean both your brother James and his son?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you recall seeing James and or your nephew any other time in 2021?
Yes. I went to Michigan with my father and my stepmother to visit. It was actually, he knew my father was going, but I was a surprise to my brother. And we went to Michigan. We stayed at their house for about a week.
When you
about
say
3 or 4 days, maybe.
When you say you stayed at their house, whose house did you stay at?
My brother James's house.
And was his son there?
Yes.
And you stayed there for a few days?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you spend time with James and your nephew in those few days?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to ask you the same thing. Do you recall seeing anything concerning?
No.
Do you recall your nephew saying anything concerning to you?
No.
Do you recall your brother talking to you about concerning conversations he's had with his son.
So does he have to object to that question? Honestly, she should object to the last question regarding April as well. She can testify as to what she observed and what, but not what James said or not said.
Yeah, correct. Yes.
From your observations, did you see anything concerning in June of 2021?
Absolutely not.
And did you speak with your brother after June of 2021?
Yes.
Did you speak with your nephew after June of 2021?
Not directly, no. Heard him in the background, tell him I said hi, you know, he said hi, you know, things like that, but not directly, no.
So based on those interactions, although they weren't direct, they were kind of in the background.
Yes.
Did you observe anything concerning with your nephew between June of 21 and, we'll say, November 30th of 2020?
No.
If there had been anything concerning that you had observed, what would you have done?
I would have addressed it, and if I would have known anything, I would have talked to him, I would have took him home with me if there was any kind of inclination that anything was wrong.
Would you have made your brother aware of it?
Of course.
Did you ever make your brother aware of anything you were concerned about?
No, because there was nothing I was concerned about.
I have no further questions, Your
Honor. Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Mark. I'm going to ask you some questions. If anything I ask is confusing or sometimes I kind of go on a little bit, just let me know and I can rephrase the question.
Okay.
Now, James Crumbly is your brother, obviously.
Correct.
And we refer to him as the shooter. He's your nephew?
Yes.
Okay. The last time you actually saw the shooter was June of 2021? Your nephew?
Do you mean in person?
In person, yeah. The last time you saw him?
I think, Your Honor, she's hesitating. I think I know what she's hesitating about. Do you want to discuss it at the bench?
Can we approach? Yes. Yeah. I think I know what it is, too.
Mr.
Case. Thank you. Before the shooting on November the 30th, the last time you saw your nephew was in June of 2021.
Correct.
Okay. And the last time you saw him before that was in April 2021.
Correct.
Okay. And you, from the time of actually, you may not know this, but everybody's phones in this case were seized and analyzed. Did you know that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Including your brothers as well as your nephews?
Yes, sir.
So you're not here to tell us that you had a particularly close relationship with your brother, is that right?
We had a close relationship, but we lived in two different states, so it was mainly, you know, it wasn't like close.
Well, you wouldn't talk very often.
At least maybe once a month.
Well, according to the phone records on your brother's phone, it was far less frequent than that. Does that sound right to you? And I'm not trying to trip you up.
No. We talked on social media as well.
Right. So there's call logs, actual device-to-device.
Right.
Then there's Facebook calls as well.
Correct.
And I show two Facebook calls.
Okay.
And then there's instant messaging, and there's 22 instant messages between you and your brother.
Okay.
And that's the entire year of 2021.
Okay.
And then there's some group Facebook messages.
Right.
With other members of the family.
Okay.
Now, your nephew never wrote you a note that said, help me.
No, sir.
And he never drew a picture next to that note with a gun, did he?
No.
Okay. And that would be concerning to you?
Yes.
Okay. And is that what you meant to say, or is that what you meant when you said, what would you have done if you saw something of a concerning nature?
I would have brought it up, yes.
Yes, that would be something significant to you as a mother.
To address, yes, of course.
I think it may have glossed over. I want to clarify. On the phone log, there's only three actual phone calls between you and your brother in 2021.
Okay.
Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, okay. I guess.
Now, you were interviewed in November of 2023 by an investigator when your name was put on the defense witness list. Do you remember that interview?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you were asked if you knew you were on the witness list, and you said that you didn't know at that point.
Right.
Okay. And then you said you would have nothing to testify on their behalf because you had no knowledge of the incident until after it happened.
Correct. I have no knowledge of the incident.
Okay. And then you said you didn't know that a gun was bought for your nephew prior to the incident.
I did not know about that weapon, no.
And during that interview, you were asked about guns in the family home back when everybody lived in Florida. And you said, well, you know, some firearms is something that wouldn't be out of the ordinary for someone to own back in Florida when you grew up.
Right,
do
no.
You recall that?
Yes, I do recall that.
But then you said, having guns in the house wouldn't be out of the ordinary, but getting one for your kid would be. At 21 minutes into the interview?
Getting one as in...
Like giving a gun as a...
No, not giving, kid. But to use at a shooting range or whatnot.
Well, I'm just reading your words, and again, okay. I'm not trying to trip you up.
Yeah, no.
Okay. You said getting a gun for your kid, that would be out of the ordinary.
Yes.
Thank you.
Redirect?
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you. The prosecutor asked you about guns in the family home. And you were aware, or let me ask you, were you aware in April or June of 2021 if there were firearms in James Crumley's family home?
Yes.
And what do you know about those firearms, if anything?
I know that there was a Derringer because I saw and held it myself when I was there in June.
And how did you go about seeing and holding it?
He took it out of his room. I had brought it
up. Let me stop you. Who's
okay,
he?
Sorry. My brother, okay. James, took it out of his room to show because it was, I guess it's maybe like an antique kind of ish gun. I'm not sure. I don't know really too much about them. But, and I wanted to see it, and I hold it, and it was very heavy. And then afterwards, he put it back in its case and brought it back into his bedroom.
Okay. You said you're not very familiar with guns, right?
Correct.
The prosecutor asked you about a statement that you made about getting a gun for your kid would be, I don't remember the word used, odd or something along those lines. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What did you mean by that? It sounded like you were trying to explain that to the prosecutor, and I don't know if we heard it.
I mean, if you're getting a gun specifically for your child to use at his leisure, that would be wrong. But with adult supervision, and I don't see any problem with it.
I have no further questions, Jim.
Just real quick. When you were there in June, here in Michigan in June, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay. And James went and showed you the .22 caliber Derringer, the small gun?
Yes.
Okay. You said he went and where he kept it in his room?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And the whole family was there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have nothing else. Thank you, Judge.
Well, you can step down and you can see a bunch of stuff right there.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, who's the next witness?
No further
questions.
Just to confirm, Judge.
For the record, Ms. Crumley, who just testified, is in the courtroom. I believe that, is there any objections?
No, she can she's excused.
Are there any additional witnesses?
Not for the people.
Not for the defense.
All right. apologize. I was trying to see if your lunches could be here earlier. So your lunch will arrive at 11:30. Your lunch will arrive at 11:30, and we'll be hearing closings at 12:30. All right? So I need to tell you that during the trial and between now and the time that you hear closing arguments, you must not read, listen to, or watch any news reports about this case. Under the law, the evidence you consider to decide the case must meet certain standards. For example, witnesses must swear to tell the truth, and the lawyers must be able to cross-examine them. Because news reports do not have to meet these standards, they can give you incorrect or misleading information that might unfairly favor one side. So to be fair to both sides, you must follow this instruction. Please do not go on social media. Please do not post. Go on Facebook, do research, and discuss the case with anyone. We have come this far, all right? So please follow my instructions. You're going to be free to go. Your lunch will be delivered to your respective jury rooms at 11:30. But I have to caution you, there's people in the courthouse. There are other trials going on. There is a ton of media here. So I need to trust you to not interact with anyone or listen to anyone talking about the case. Or you get it, right? Do you guys get it? You get it?
Yes.
Okay. I've told you a lot of times, right? So at about 11:30, your lunch is going to be delivered to the jury room. At 12:30, we'll hear closings. It's hard to predict what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. So lunch will be at 11:30, and then we'll have closings at 12:30. Do you have any questions about the schedule?
Can we go outside?
Yes.
As long as we're cautious and don't talk.
Yes. It's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. You can enjoy the sun, take a walk around our beautiful Oakland County campus.
I'm doing it every day.
You were doing it? Okay, good. Good. Whatever you want to do, just please avoid people because, you know, not everyone is as well-behaved as you 15. Let's put it that way. All right? Anything else about that? So your lunch will be here at 11:30, and then your closings at 12:30. All right? Thank you.
All rise for the jury.
Change that jury instruction, and I'm going to give you the jury instructions. If you have a certain order, I have them in a order that I think is logical, but if you want to change any of that around, you can do that.
The only one I have noticed from last time, Judge, is they have 20.30A after 1613 instead of in the middle. Last time it was in the middle. It didn't seem to really make sense. So
20.30A. And 16,
okay. Yeah. And for reference, that would be right in front of 1615.
Okay. Right. Anything about the jury instructions, Ms. Stewart?
No, Your Honor.
I'm going to give you a set of them to make sure that you agree with them before closings.
Thank you, Your Honor.
And Ms. Layman, would you like to inquire of your client?
I would, Your Honor. Mr. Kamali, will you please stand up? Thank you.
Mr. Trombley, can you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth to help you God?
I do.
All right, you can put your hand down. And would you state your name?
James Robert Crumbly.
Right, go ahead, Ms. Lane.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
You know that you and I have talked about your trial. Is that right?
That is correct.
We have talked about how the trial will go.
That is correct.
You know that when you were accused and charged with these offenses, that you have the right to remain silent.
That is correct.
We discussed that right carries through the trial.
That is correct.
You and I have discussed the whether or not you would testify during your trial.
That is correct.
We talked about the benefits of you testifying.
That is correct.
We talked about the risks of you testifying.
That is correct.
And we've talked extensively about whether or not you would testify.
That is correct.
And knowing all of that, is it your decision to testify, or is your decision to remain silent?
It is my decision to remain silent.
Mr. Conley, do you have any questions for me, or do you need any further discussion with your attorney?
I don't believe so. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. I think we're releasing the jury right now. I want to caution everyone that's here to be cautious about interacting with anyone in the courthouse. If someone were to say something or do something in front of one of the jurors, it could be devastating to this process. So I know emotions have been running high through the whole trial, and I'm just asking everybody to please, you know, mind where you are and what you're saying and who you're interacting with, all right? Starting over would be devastating for everyone, all right? So are they released? Okay, so the jury is released. I'm going to make sure no one's in the hallway before you take them down. So we're going to have closings at 12:30.
Yes, right? Sir.
We'll have the instructions available for you before that.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Oh, 20 point. If you put them in the order you want them in,
they will
copy them. Okay. So we have she modified the expert witness, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So if you return them to us, we'll make a copy for each of you, and we'll also make a copy for the jury. Okay?
Thank you, Judge.
All right, so I'll see you here at 12:30. You can take the defendant, but let me make sure that there's no one in the hallway. All right?
16:30.
And I'm going to ask you all to remain seated while the defendant is taken out of the courtroom. Okay.
Okay.
You didn't move anything.
We did.
This is the